This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Like, maybe someone died in there. I don't know.
People are insane.
And Colby is over there flocked
by two
easily the hottest guys
that had entered that bar.
But they were actually beautiful boys.
Like, beautiful, beautiful boys. And both, like, fully invested in talking to Colby.
Quasimodo.
Yeah. Quasimodo. There it is.
Who would have thought?
All right, girls, look alive. We're sat.
I don't know if that's possible.
The fact that
alive and
we
well.
All had horrible days. And then I walk into this apartment and Katie's like, I'm like, oh my God, congrats on cleaning your apartment. How does it feel to have a great apartment? And she's like, well, this day has been horrible. It's about the only thing good in my life right now. And I was like, girl, I had a horrible day too.
I love being dramatic. It just makes it so much easier, you know, just really self-deprecating, like just, you know, really bad day. Just
today
talking about
is the day to be a negative Nelly.
Luckily, next week is Christmas.
The holiday break is imminent.
I am so excited.
Same. I was looking at my calendar. Well, that's when I messaged you guys and I was like, wait, is this the last Match Made episode of the year? Yeah. I was like looking at my calendar and I was like, wait, why do I have so many days off next week and the next week? And I was like, oh, that's right. We're at Christmas time. I haven't even put up our tree.
The way the holidays fall this year,
do you think you'll even put
so
up your
crazy.
Tree?
I need to put up my tree. It's like my favorite part of each year. And
yeah,
but this
like,
year I just didn't.
It's kind of like,
yeah, it's pointless now.
No, girls, I'm putting it up tonight. Like, you're stressing me out. The tree needs to be erected.
Then do it tonight.
I will.
Tonight's the night.
I'm excited to see it.
I need to. It's like my favorite part. I have no idea why I didn't do it this year.
I've never had a Christmas tree in any of my apartments.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
There's like a direct correlation with how you decorate your apartment and how much you feel it feels like the holidays. Because this year has not felt like the holidays at all to me, but every other year has because I love the holidays. And it's because I didn't put up my Christmas tree this year.
I love the holidays too, but I got my Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving at home, which is what I typically do. And then I decorate at home. And then I'm never in my apartment, so it doesn't really have a correlation. I feel like
that just seems wrong. Like, I mean, I'm never in my apartment either, but you know, walking in when you eventually come home and like the Christmas lights are on, like I would have loved to come in at 4 a.m. or whenever I got back on Saturday night because I was a wild child to a nice Christmas tree illuminating the space.
Yeah, it is so cozy.
At nighttime, it's the best because there's some points in the daytime where I will admit it kind of looks, at least mine looks very artificial. Like the wires are like very visible in like the broad daylight. But right now, in the evening glow, it's just...
It is. It looks like a real
everything
tree.
Everything of the sort.
I think my other main issue is I have nowhere to put that.
Ours is under the couch.
Yeah. I have an old rug under my couch. So...
I'm like scared for when we eventually move out of the apartment because the crevices in the apartment that I've found for things to live,
I know,
are just everywhere.
You're bursting at the seams.
I totally get it. I've cleaned out now two closets in my apartment and I know there's still other things that need to go, like still other things that I just haven't even discovered yet.
Did you find anything extremely interesting? Like, what was the most interesting thing you found?
Well, so for the listeners, I've now cleaned out two closets. I cleaned out my one closet under the stairs like a month ago. I've been slowly over time tackling all the things that have just brought me great anxiety for no reason at all. My habit of just keeping everything. So first closet was done about a month ago. And then last night, Jack and I collaborated on my scary closet, which is my tiny, so it's kind of, it's a large, small closet in that it goes far back, kind of. I'd say it's a typical like walk-in closet size in terms of how far back it goes, but you actually have to crouch down to be in there. So it's like I, at 5 foot five, at 5 feet, 5 inches, I can stand flat only if I'm not wearing shoes. But like Jack would like have to crouch being in there. So it's a whole project.
Just cleaning being it, inside
being
of there.
In it. Like if I even for a second stand on my tippy toes, I'm hitting my head. When I come in and out of it, I think the doorway is like 3 feet tall. So you have to, like at least maybe 4 feet tall. So you have to duck to get in there. And I'm just saying this because I hate spending time in there because of all of these features. How it's just like, it's a tiny closet. It's scary. The way that it's like, you can't hear, when you're in there, you can't hear anything. It's like
it's kind of like a Harry Potter cupboard.
It takes a toll on your body.
No, you're like in a tunnel. You feel like you're in a tunnel. It's like this, there's very like old 70s vibe linoleum tile on the floor. Like it just feels like someone died in there. Like maybe someone died in there. I don't know. I get these weird feelings whenever I'm in there. I'm like, are there ghosts? Potentially.
I'm kind of curious. Wait, so do you live in a condo or a co-op?
How do I know the difference between that?
I don't really know.
I think co-op means some people own.
It's a condo.
It's a condo.
And it's owned by one management company.
Okay.
So it's not private.
What I'm curious about is like, I wonder if somebody were to ever buy this apartment, like if they could do anything to that closet. Like it's the weirdest closet, but could you structurally change it so that it's not so freaking weird? Like you can make a walk-in closet out of that, but you can't stand in it.
I don't think so, because the reason why it's low is because it's the person who lives above me is that's them, like above there. Like there's no space. It's like I think the top of the closet is directly the people's floor above me.
But like, isn't there a step into the closet?
There's a step down.
Oh, it's down.
It's down step.
Oh. Are you sure? Wait. No, it's upstep. I think it's an upstep.
It is an upstep.
Yeah, which means there's something under the upstep.
It's probably load-bearing.
What's under there?
The floor.
The fact that I totally forgot how to
even get
it.
What load is it bearing?
I don't know, but like, long story short,
the ceiling.
I cleaned out the closet. That's all I want to say. But I'm saying that I've been putting it off because it freaks me out in there.
I see.
And it just honestly was easier for me to just go in there, spend as little time as possible and chuck things in there and kind of like strategically, like I knew where everything was, but it was getting to the point where it was very scary to be like in there, like in terms of like trying, like at some point I had to look at myself and be like, I need to clean this thing.
How are you not Quasimodo right now after being in there for 5 hours?
What does that word mean?
Quasimodo?
I've literally...
The guy, the hunchback.
Of Notre Dame?
Yeah, that's his name.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh my God, I truly did not know what you meant by that. Like,
wait,
really?
I didn't either. Wait, at first I thought Quasimodo was like a famous cleaner.
No.
No, that I thought... I kind of went back and forth between thinking... Is that offensive? Like, is that a bad word? Should we be cutting that out? And then I was like, no. I feel like that's a person.
Yeah, the hunchback.
Wait, I'm so glad that you said that, because anytime somebody says the word Quasimodo, I think they're talking about a famous cleaner, like a Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo.
Like, Marie I think Kondo. I'm using Marie Kondo Marie and Quasimodo Kondo. Interchangeably.
That's so funny.
No. Yeah. Well, my neck is definitely hurting me. And yeah. Jack, I don't even want to know how he's doing right now. Because, like,
the videos of him on the floor crawling in that closet are very funny.
The thing is, Jack really likes cleaning. Like, he really, and the thing I will say about it is, I feel like it always, for some reason, even growing up, it's easier to clean someone else's closet than it is to clean your own closet. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel so close to the issue. Like, for me, I literally stumbled across, to answer your earlier question, I stumbled across a pair of high heels from my freshman year sorority formal. Literally, the sole had come unglued on both of them. So, like, I don't know what happened to these shoes. I don't know if that happened in the move from freshman year dorm to then sophomore year. These shoes have come with me through every single moving process I've had for the past 8 years, and I have not worn them since probably, I don't know, 6 years ago.
So did you just toss them?
So these ones I did because they were literally totaled. Like, flat tired. Like, you can get nowhere in these shoes. Like, bad. But most of the shoes I either donated or I'm selling. Like, that's my strategy. But it was really sad to like get rid of things. Like, I just like really, I don't know. I'm like, but what if one day I will wear those again?
Yeah.
Or I think I said this like in a past episode, but I always am like, what if I want to give that to my future daughter? That's always what I think.
Katie's freshman year shoes that don't even have soles on them. She's like, but future daughter might like this.
Literally the soles have like detached from the shoe. But yeah, so Jack and I went through everything. He was like really going in, like diving under the clothes to see if there's anything under my dresses, because I do own probably, and I didn't get rid of too many dresses because those like I really, really have sentimental value attached to. So,
and you wear them, I feel like.
Yeah, no, I do. So anyway, I got rid of, yeah, I did really well. I'm really proud of myself. I'm feeling good. Like, I woke up this morning feeling zen with a bit of a crick in my neck, but like mostly zen.
Quasimodo.
Yeah. Quasimodo.
There it is.
Who would have thunk?
Anyway. Who would have thunk?
Yeah. So that was, but I, yeah, that was my feat of the weekend to make up for my terrible hangover that I had that I thought I would never come out of.
I think that's a good segue for us to do the intro before, because I want to hear about your Friday night. That's like the real story.
Yeah. But did you do it last week? I forget.
I think it's my turn.
Go ahead. Take it away.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
You know.
We've had better days.
As discussed.
Wait, Colby, so what happened on your subway?
And Jolly.
Yeah, what happened on your subway ride, Colb?
Literally, the doors would not close. We kept getting to stops, and I think it's because it's so disgusting out and everyone's on the subway right now, but either people were trying to get out and were holding the door open so that people could get out, or people were trying to get on and holding the door open for people as they do, but it would open and close at least 10 times at every single stop before we actually had the doors definitively close and drive away.
Did the subway operator yell at you? Like, I feel like there's always a time when the subway operator will get on like the loudspeaker and be like,
oh,
you guys need to stay in the car so we can actually go.
Yeah, they did do that, but it was not effective, of course. So that was fun. And then I had to literally throw elbows to get off of the subway because I was like rammed into the middle of the car. squeezed in like sardines. But honestly, the entire time, all that I was thinking of was last week I saw on the ACE, people were stuck underground for 2.5 hours
with smoke,
no
right?
air conditioning. Yeah. And I was like, if that were to happen right now, my claustrophobia would result in like vomit on all of these people.
Oh my gosh. That's horrible. For those who didn't see, on the ACE last week, it got stuck like between Jersey City, I think, and Manhattan. So it was like under the water. Or something like that. Or,
I,
like,
thought it was, I have no idea where it was, but I just saw that they were there for...
Oh, so I don't know where J Street is. Is that Brooklyn?
I think it's Brooklyn. I thought it was Brooklyn.
It was somewhere that wasn't Manhattan.
Yeah.
And it got stuck underground in a tunnel and something caught on fire. And there was like smoke that poured into the car.
And the FDNY had to like reach down and grab people and pull them out.
Yeah.
And they were there for 2.5 hours. Like literally.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. They said people were rationing water.
Oh my God.
I was thinking about like little kids, like as someone with, because you see people all the time with like strollers on the subway, like with their kid, like, oh my God, 2.5 hours with like a screaming child. Like,
no, after I saw, I've been stressed about that too.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell has been going on in the subway, but this morning I was taking the subway into the office and I was like making really good time, honestly, to get to work because I woke up so early because I've been going to bed so early. And anyways, the subway is all of a sudden stopped, and it stopped for like 10 minutes and they didn't announce anything. And we were kind of like, what the hell's going on? And then all of a sudden the announcer comes on and he's like, hey, sorry, we're stopped indefinitely because there is someone riding on the back of the subway train.
People keep doing that.
Yeah. Like, I did hear that announcement too about the subway surfing.
What?
They're constantly making announcements about like how dangerous subway surfing is.
Wait, why are people all of a sudden doing it though? Like, why is that a trend?
Because people are insane. Like, that is
I'm so confused.
The moral of life these days.
I mean, if you think about it, it sounds like something that a teenager would want to do.
Like just jumping on the back of a subway car?
Like, why do teenagers do anything? Like, you know, because it sounds cool, because someone else did it, because they can brag about it to their friends at school.
Somebody earlier this year literally died from subway surfing.
Oh, yeah. I think.
I mean, it obviously happens a lot, I think, but it's wild.
Katie. Yeah. Katie, literally, we're texting on Saturday about to go to Colby's Christmas party. And Katie texts us. She's like, guys, I'm not going to lie. I've been throwing up all morning. I'm done.
Well, genuinely, I was getting kind of concerned. I was tracking your location because typically I've heard from you by a certain hour in the day. And it was literally 2 p.m. and you hadn't uttered a word on any social media platform or text. So I was unsure about your whereabouts and your condition.
So the thing is I literally could not look at my phone. Like it was one of those splitting headaches from mixing alcohol. This is a cautionary tale, everyone. If you are going into, you know, you're listening to this on Friday, you're about to go out with the girls in your hometown or whatever you're doing the holiday week, cautionary tale. Do not drink martinis, then wine, then tequila shots, and then questionable other things that I might have consumed that I don't even remember consuming at a holiday party, because you will actually feel like death. Like, there was a point, and this is morbid and this is bad, trigger warning to everything I'm about to say, like, it's disgusting and bad what happened to me, but I was like standing at the top of my stairs and I'm like, I am so down bad right now. I'm like, if I fell down the stairs, it would probably feel good. Like, I would probably feel better if I just fell down the stairs.
This is Saturday?
Yeah.
Wait, Katie, that is so funny.
That's terrible. Well,
so here's what happened the Friday night. So, and I just want to like preface the reason why I decided to get so drunk. I was a little bit stressed out. I get a tinge of social anxiety around people I don't know, like always a tinge, but especially Jack's friend group for some reason. I love them all, but they intimidate me. Like, they're all like super smart doctor types, but very cool, very fun, just very cool people. And I always, like, before going to hang out with them, I just get like a little bit nervous because I want them to like me. Because also there's a lot riding on this, because like I obviously, you know, I want them to like me because, you know, it's Jack's friends. That's just like how it goes. And they do like me. There's no indication that they don't. But I always just get a little bit stressed before hanging out with them because I don't know where we stand yet. Like, it's still, they're new friendships. Like, I don't know where we stand. So we were at dinner at like this, you know, chic Italian restaurant before the party. We were going to his friend's Christmas party. And I was like, Jack, what if we just take tequila shots right now?
You're like, here's my suggestion.
At dinner. And you know what?
At an Italian restaurant, nonetheless.
He said yes. And that was his first mistake, because then I dragged him down with me.
You both hit the floor.
Not at that point. I was feeling great at that point. And then we go to the party. And then I decided to drink red wine. So I had martinis, then tequila, then red wine. So that was the order.
That's quite the mix.
That sounds disgusting.
I mean, I felt so good, though. I was like, yes. And I'm like, I had Italian dinner. I had a lot of carbs. Like, I'm not going to be hungover. This is going to be great. And I probably wouldn't have been if the party had ended, or the night had ended with the party. But then, after the party, a few of us decided to go to a piano bar in the Upper East Side. And the thing about that was, we were there until I checked my like doorbell footage to see like when I came home. 4:34 a.m.
At the piano bar?
At the piano bar.
Who's playing piano at 4 a.m.?
That's what I'm wondering too.
And the thing is, it was actually quite delightful in the sense that like I remember, like I have like great clear memories of the night up until a certain point. And then I was like, oh, I'm sure everything was fine. You know, I was with Jack. I came home, you know, my dress is there. My shoes is there. My purse is there. Like, you know, I thought I remembered everything. And then I received, so I had been added to the big friends group chat, Jack's friends group chat, which was such a win.
That's a big win. Okay.
I don't know when that happened, but I was added to the group chat. So I think that my performance was good. But then the texts start rolling in from the friends talking about my behavior the night before.
Stop.
And the tequila shots were worth it or they weren't, would you say?
And mind you, I'm learning all this information while I'm literally laying. I haven't sat up yet in bed, so I don't know how bad the hangover is yet. Like, you really don't know how bad the hangover is until you sit up. So I was just laying down, scrolling, trying to make sure nothing, like, too terrible. I checked my Instagram story, make sure I didn't post anything bad. Like, just checking. in the group chat that I've now been added to, I learned the information that I had. Well, first of all, in tandem with that, I was looking at my bank statement and I'm like, I must have bought shots for the entire bar. And then it was practically confirmed that that is what happened.
They're in the group chat being like, remember when Katie bought shots the entire bar?
The thing
bar?
Is, I started seeing remember when Katie, and I just like couldn't even read the rest. Like I was like, Jack, I need you to let me know that like your friends are not, like they don't hate me. Because I
Yeah, that would send me over the edge too.
Carried away. No, no, no. And he's like, no, everyone loves you. That was great. I'm sure like, you know, he was just trying to talk me down from the ledge, but he too was hungover and we had ordered McDonald's. So like it was one of those mornings. Anyway, so long story short, yours truly bought shots for the entire piano bar.
That's a rough expense
plus
to wake up to.
Bottles of wine,
okay,
which are always more expensive at these places than like a regular place. So
wait, for the whole bar?
And I don't think wine for the whole bar, but because I'm trying to reflect, like I don't have an itemized receipt, but I just know how much money I spent.
And it was a large number.
And it was a jarring. Large. It was a large, large number to the point where I was like, did I get hacked? Like, I thought, like, I might have gotten taken advantage of.
Girl, you took advantage of yourself.
That might have been part of the reason you were throwing up.
Anyway, so then I had to. And the thing is, I don't throw up often. I cannot remember the last time I threw up from alcohol. Like, seriously. But it was the mix and the amount of time that I was drinking. And it was bad. And it was bad. And I paid for it. Like, I truly did not feel good again. I still kind of feel hungover. Like, this is 3 days later. Bad.
It's and okay. At least you had fun. You won over the friends.
Yeah, no, the friends love me. So it was a success.
I mean, your performance got you added to the group chat. So it's like, it's almost kind of like it was worth it.
Yeah, but then I was like a boring person at Colby's party. I was trying not to puke at the party, and then I went home and puked more after the party. After
that
her party.
So sad and awful.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I truly have nothing to say for myself aside from what I've just said. I have nothing to say. Like, I honestly, I'm disappointed in myself.
No, you did great.
I'm disappointed.
Also, you honestly looked fine at Colby's party.
You looked
party.
So cute.
Yeah. The guy would never guess.
That's the thing about me is I could be literally on my deathbed dying dead, and I will look amazing.
Oh, I certainly cannot relate to that statement at all. But if I were in your shoes, honestly, I would have done the same thing, I guess.
I mean, yeah, you show up. Like I said, I was going to go. Yeah. I was going to go. And I was going to try. And you know what? I had a good time.
Yeah.
But I was sitting the whole time. But from my seat, I was having a great time.
Yeah, that venue was very conducive to like sitting and like isolating yourself.
Yeah.
You could like sit and chat and then you can go stand up and like go sit and chat with a different group. But right. Then there were also people like standing and chatting.
No, that was a great venue. I loved it. You crushed it with that. It was.
And then we all migrated into the main room.
A gorgeous back room. And then I want to hear what happened after you migrated to the front room because I said peace and blessings. Goodbye. I need to go and lay on the couch. And before I did that, I puked. But then I did that. But meanwhile, I was tracking you guys. I was looking and seeing
where
you guys were going.
There was a bottleneck for a while, I feel like, of people that were like stuck in the like right when you walk in. I had a lot of drinks on Saturday.
You were having a good time.
I was. I definitely was.
The best part of the entire night was when we went into the front room and I was starving. I was like, we literally need to go to dinner right now. Like I thought I was going to die. And I look over because I'm going to go get Colby. And Colby is over there flocked by two of the easily the hottest guys that had entered that bar. This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
And both of them were 2v1 Colby. Like 6'5", maybe blue eyes, maybe a trust fund, maybe finance, who knows, but they were hot as hell.
What was the setup? Were you guys at the bar? Or like, where were you?
No, there were like high top tables. Ooh, in there. Yeah. We were just like back from, like step back from the bar.
How did those guys even start talking to you? Or did you make the first move? Like, I was so confused as to what was happening, but I was like, okay, we're not going to dinner. Like, Colby's cooking over there. I'm going to let her cook. And then we can go to dinner.
Let her cook.
No, so our party was in the back room of this bar. Honestly, we planned it so last minute that everywhere was already booked. And I kind of liked that time slot, though. I was like, moving forward, this is a good idea because people have early afternoon parties and then evening parties, but I feel like there's never anything in that weird in-between time.
No, it was perfect.
So a lot of people could come before their nighttime parties. I knew people that were doing like three parties back-to-back and making a stop on their way. So it ended up working out, but we were from 4 to 7 and they had other people coming in for the night slot. And I was like, perfect, that's fine. So at 7 on the dot, literally, I think the other people started coming. So they turned the lights on in the back and kicked us out. And a lot of people ended up leaving. But then I'd say it was like half and half, actually. A lot of people ended up staying in the main bar. And it's not a big bar in the slightest either. So it was a lot of just overflow, but those guys were a mutual friend of one of my friend's coworkers.
What?
Oh. Oh, I thought they were two randoms. I didn't know that there was overlap of like relationships.
No. So I like was over talking to my friend and then met her coworker, and then like those guys came over and I started talking to them.
And they were so hot. And
yeah, they were actually beautiful boys.
Like, beautiful, beautiful boys. And both, like, fully invested in talking to Colby.
Oh, my God. What a picture. What a picture.
There wasn't even another girl with you. Like, I think it was just 2v1.
Yeah, it was a 2-on-1 date.
What a great ratio.
Yeah. It was great.
And then I was like, go get them. Like, they can come to dinner with us.
They were going somewhere anyway. They had plans.
Damn. Except,
so then we were leaving, whatever, or they were leaving, and then we left after that. But I gave one of them my number, and he was like, okay, I'll text you, whatever. And he still hasn't texted me. And I was I'm just going to tell myself that I put my phone number in wrong if I never hear from him.
You probably did. You know, the odds of that are pretty high.
Yeah.
Did he ask for your number, or you were like, let me give you my number?
Yeah, no, he asked me.
Okay.
And also, he's not from this country, and he's leaving on Thursday until after New Year's. So I was like, honestly, don't text me.
Is he coming back?
I thought you were going to say something completely different.
No.
Okay, so he's coming back. So he
lives here, but he's gone until after the New Year.
Okay, so there's hope. He could be waiting to text you. I'm so that friend.
You are. You're the optimist.
Oh my God, I've seen these TikToks, and I am that friend that's like, I don't know, like, he's definitely gonna text you. He's still interested.
No, well, I was talking to like somebody else after, and she was like, honestly, I met this guy at a bar and I heard from him a month later. But what's the point of him texting me now? It's not like I'm gonna see him before he leaves.
True, and you leave too. So I think it maybe.
And then, like, what are we gonna talk about? Nothing. So don't text me until the new year.
Yeah, we're at that weird time. Don't text me till the new year.
Literally.
That's kind of a good title.
We already named an episode, Don't Text Me, I think.
I gotta check that.
We can check.
But don't text me till the new year.
True.
That's different.
That's actually a good one.
No, we are in that weird period of time. I think we talked about this last year. How, like, right now, it's like impossible to go on dates, because like literally impossible, like unless you're going hometown dates.
Yeah.
Which I love the idea of a hometown date.
Oh my gosh, a hometown date.
Adam, go on a hometown date and let me
Girl,
crash
with who?
It.
Literally
Can
with
I crash
him.
Your hometown date? Go on Hinge in Annapolis.
Girl, I promise I've tried that. I've been there, tried that.
But like try it now. Like some people could have gotten dumped. They could be like fresh on the market.
That's true. All right, I'll change it to Annapolis and see what I can do.
Change it and then I want to go. Like imagine the content.
I'm just, every time I step outside in Annapolis, I step and throw up. I can't go out anymore.
Ankle deep in vomit.
Would you
rather step in shit or throw up?
Oh God.
Throw up because I feel like it's easier to clean off.
I think throw up.
I feel like shit just like will always smell it. It just and Ooh. You yeah.
Okay, so at least you don't step in shit.
That's true. But I've been there, done that too, girl. Don't you worry. Maybe potentially also in Annapolis. Annapolis and me don't work out. But I will try just for you, Katie.
Hey, and this could be like a success. We could clip this audio and be like, remember when.
I think I've exhausted the pool though in Annapolis.
Hey, people could like.
People are coming home for the holidays.
Precisely. True. And they could be moving. Like people could have moved.
You're right.
I don't know. Like things happen in a year, you know?
That's true. I have been like going back into my Hinge and messaging people that I've ghosted before, because that's the level of desperation that I've come to. So honestly, you guys would probably think this is funny, but I think I talked about this maybe like a month ago at this point, but I matched with this guy on Hinge that I saw he was in this specific position of power at.
I think you told this story last week, and then you said that a meeting was still in order or something.
Oh, okay. So I did say that, but yeah. He replied to me today. And it was so funny. I sent it to all my coworkers. I was like, I got caught. He literally goes. So last week I said, embarrassed I left you hanging here, but I believe a pitch is still in order.
Yes. A pitch is still in order. You said this last week.
That was last Tuesday. And then today he responds to me. Are you just trying to hit your end of your sales goals? ? Like not even flirty at all. Like just like, I know what you're trying to do here. I think I responded pretty well, though. I said, no, silly. And then I sent another message. You're my Q1 pipeline.
Wow.
Wait, I feel like he is trying to lean into your corporate jargon banter.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because you weren't like, we still need to go for drinks. You were the one that was like...
Yeah, you're right. At first, I read it, and I was like, I think he's onto my shit.
No.
Because that's kind of the truth.
But if he was like not into it, he wouldn't have played along. Like, I feel like he would... Or he would have been like,
I feel like he's leaning in.
Corporate flirting is confusing to me.
I am going to end up with my future husband by corporate flirting. Yeah, I think it's just very fitting to me.
You love corporate flirting.
You know something else that I love recently for some reason is 45-year-olds. Like 45 plus for some reason. Like look how hot this one is though.
Wow.
Right? Like remember the last 48-year-old I found?
Yeah, they're looking sprightly.
I know. And he's so hot. This one literally looks like Cooper Connolly from Sex Life.
Wow.
Or whatever that show
is. Yes, yes, yes. Which is your type.
Which is my type. And I'm still talking to that other 45-year-old, but he's gotten a little crazy.
Really?
He wants to have sex with me before going on a date with me. So he wants to...
Test run?
He wants to drive the car before buying it, which I guess like...
Yeah.
You know, makes sense in the car context.
You test the car before driving it off the lot.
Right.
But that doesn't sound right to me.
I told him, I was like, that's kind of an interesting progression of events. And he was like, no, it's fine. Like, we'll have some fun and then we'll hang. And I was like, oh. So that's how 48-year-olds are doing it these days.
Sounds like once you get to that age, you're just like, no beating around the bush. It's just, let's just do it.
No, this guy was so direct. Like, the message he sent me was so inappropriate. I can't even read it on the podcast. And it was fully out of nowhere. Like, I was being so normal, being like, so when are you taking me on a date or something like that? And he was like, no, actually, this is my plan with you. And the plan that he gave me was not a date.
He was like, never.
He was like, never, but this is what we will be doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, reading it? And I was what is this? Okay. Anyways, so.
I mean, not like, to be like this, but at some point you got to ask yourself, why are they that age and still single?
I think I found out.
You know, either they are not into monogamy, which to each their own, I guess, or
I think this is
freaky.
I think this is literally the one where I said I matched with him and then started seeing all these red flags on his profile after because I was just blinded by his abs and his biceps. Let's see. Oh, happens. Yes. Okay. So he is interested in or whatever his figuring out relationship or his relationship type.
Okay. The figuring out relationship type. I think I said this before. Like That is an automatic negative for me.
Oh my God, wait, but do you want to see something so funny? So it says he's looking for a long-term relationship, and then it says his relationship type is non-monogamy, figuring out my relationship type.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I don't get.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
So he wants, he's looking for a long-term relationship with somebody who
doesn't want to,
wait,
doesn't
wants wanna be an exclusive. Open
yeah, wants relation. An open relationship, I guess.
Yeah. That is crazy. When you are on Hinge these days, can you search, like, can you, like, look for someone that is saying that they want to be in a relationship? Like, can that be a criteria?
Pay. Yeah, if you pay.
So maybe he's trying to, like, be the catch-all. He's trying to get involved in everyone's...
Potentially.
You know what I mean? He's like, I want to apply to everyone's filters.
But
I,
there are so many people now who are, like, not even figuring out my dating goals. The people who are figuring out their relationship type. And I just am like, if you are open enough to have that on your profile, you're not the one for me.
Fair.
Yeah.
I feel that way too.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to write that you're looking for monogamy. I feel like that's the baseline assumption. But like if you're going to have it on there, I feel like figuring it out is enough just to be like, oh, maybe you're not into monogamy.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what that means.
Bye. Bye. See ya.
See, I wish I had more of that energy, but I feel like every day I'm getting closer and closer to being like, you know, I'll just take what I can get.
No, you shouldn't settle.
I don't know, guys. That 48-year-old, the biceps.
But sometimes distracting yourself with things like that.
The biceps.
It's helpful.
The biceps.
Like attractive distractors, literally.
His biceps are certainly an attractive
distractor. It's kind of like, okay, and then, you know, while you're... As long as you just don't close yourself off to other opportunities.
Well, I mean, he wants non-monogamy, so I think that means I need to go find some other partners.
True.
Yeah, you never need to close yourself off.
I can't imagine being in a non-monogamous relationship with somebody who is, like, sleeping with a million people. Like, I would feel the need to go sleep with a million people. I'd be like, fuck, I need to keep up with my significant other.
Yeah, wouldn't that be
just
crazy?
Out of spite.
But do you know what? I feel like I've heard recently from some of my, our, like, honestly, people that we're friends with, that their hometowns do a lot of swinging. And, like, there are a lot of non-monogamous... Yeah. Did we talk about this podcast already?
No, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I've heard that there's a lot of non-monogamous relationships that are happening.
Try saying it again.
It's a tongue twister.
Every time you've said it, you said something different, and it's cracking
non-monogamous.
Up. There you go.
Non-monogamous.
Yep.
Anyways, I'm hearing that there's a lot of non-monogamy happening in towns surrounding New York City.
I feel like it's been happening forever, but people are finally, like, now talking about it.
I think people host, like, our parent, or basically people that are like our parents will host sex parties at their house and invite all the neighbors.
But I also feel like maybe, because, I mean, I always say this, but I'm like, I don't know how true this is, but I feel like with our parents' generations and, like, generations older than them, it's like you kind of married the first person that you were like, all right, we work, I guess, so let's get married. There was more of a pressure to get married early, obviously, and then, like, have kids and all the stuff. And so now people are, like, finding themselves in these, like, 20-year marriages and are like, well, I either love you or like you, but I also am like, I didn't really get a chance to explore before marrying you and becoming monogamous. So how about we? And then, you know, they might have an agreement, or hopefully would have an agreement, where they're like, well, let's both do that, but we still have our families, we still have our kids, we still, like, love each other enough to be together.
Yeah.
But maybe sexually we want something different. Like, I kind of think it's, if it's done well, I'm like, I don't see a problem with that. Personally, I wouldn't want it, but I could see how it could work.
Well, being in gay world, obviously a lot of people that I know are in non-monogamous relationships.
Yeah.
And so the ones that I'm, like, very close friends with, they tell me about how it works, and they basically have, like, a set of rules of what they are and aren't allowed to do. So, like, one of my friends, he and his husband, or I guess maybe their husbands, I don't know, there's some kind of, like, relationship like that. And I guess they're not allowed to go on dates with anyone. Yeah. And if they do go on a date with someone, it has to be drinks. And if they do go on a date with somebody and it's drinks, they're not allowed to go on a date with them more than three times. Like, they're allowed to, like, go on a drinks date as a first introduction to the person, but then it has to be strictly sex.
So it's, like, only physical, no emotional.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because they have, like, a set rules on, like, if you go on two dates with them, then that means you guys are getting to know each other too much and it's not strictly sexual. You know?
Yeah, I think I definitely, given the choice, would rather be physically cheated on than emotionally cheated on.
For sure.
Emotional cheating is so much more intimate.
So you're saying like you'd rather your husband have sex with a prostitute than like your friend?
What? No.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But I mean, if you had to beg.
No, but yes.
Yes.
Like, no, never.
That's
hopefully
not
never,
what I'm saying, but to answer that, yes. I think, emotional cheating, I would classify as somebody like my partner confiding in another woman and like seeking emotional support from another woman instead of from me.
Okay, so like a little bit different than what I was talking about.
Yeah, like not physical. One of those relationships where guys are like, well, it's not physical, nothing happened, but it's like they are intimate with them in another way.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I agree with that. All of it would suck, but like, and either kind. Yeah. But
another non-monogamous couple. Did I say it right this time?
You said it right.
Another non-monogamous couple that I know. Their rule is that they can only have sex with other people together. Like, it has to be a threesome.
See, that makes sense to me.
I feel like I've heard of that.
That sounds like the best kind.
And I feel like, honestly, even though that is non-monogamous, that isn't in a way.
I don't know, because like, don't you think that if like, let's say you and your future husband, like let's say your husband is like, hey, I want to try bringing in a third, like strictly sexual, whatever. Like, imagine watching your husband having sex with someone else.
I would really not be into it. But on the other hand, like that isn't bring in the same sense, like bringing somebody else into your, I guess it is. I don't know.
Well,
like no, bringing them into your relationship, but it is.
I think the thing that makes it like somehow better is that there's no mystery as to like what happened exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I literally, it's kind of reminiscent of when actors do sex scenes and they'll have their significant other be on set to watch.
Yeah.
To like make sure that they know like this is exactly what happened and how it went down. There was like an intimacy coach. Like it's actually crazy if you see the behind the scenes of sex scenes. Like they'll talk, like I've seen like short documentaries on, not documentaries, but like videos on TikTok and whatnot about how like they're done. And they're like, so they've really gotten it down to a science these days of like how to do it without it being like, you know, invasive.
And are they actually fully nude?
No, they'll have like stickers on. Like there's like these stickers that they wear on various parts of themselves. But yeah, I think it's similar. Like there's no mystery of like what exactly went down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you went and got drinks with that person, then you were physical with them. But like, how did it go? Like how much flirting was there? You know, like I would be like, how much flirting was there?
Right.
Although I say it like I could ever be cool enough to do any of this stuff. Fuck no. No way. Could never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
I just, but you know what? To people that can.
I think I'm in that boat too, but every year I stray further and further from God, I think, and closer to being like, well, would I really care if like the hottest man ever who came up to me and he was everything I wanted on a piece of paper. And then all of a sudden he was like, do you care if I have sex with other people? I would be like, kind of like, I guess, you know, beggars can't be choosers at this point.
Yeah, I have a heart. No, I don't agree with that. I feel like you stop at you, like you deserve someone that is for you and only you if you want that. But I feel like it's one of those things where I can like look at it and be like, oh, I see how that works for people. But I'm always going to feel like I'm like, are you okay, though? Like, are you really okay, though? With like knowing that your person is like off doing something. Like, I really
want you to ask that to somebody who's in a non-monogamous relationship and just deep dive.
Yeah, I want to
just be like, hey, so I have some questions.
I'm just wondering, like, well, if we have any listeners who are non-monogamous that want to write in and let us know how it is, please. Because honestly, I'm so curious. Like, are there days where you're genuinely like, why the fuck did I do this?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm serious. Do you have doubts?
Wait, that'd actually be such a good segment for the new year if like we just start the new year with sharing anonymous stories of people writing in that stuff.
If you guys have stories, let us know, because honestly, it genuinely really is so interesting to me how people do that. Like,
I need to know. I gotta take notes for my future.
Like how you can share. Like, I feel like when you are like so connected to a person, like I think about it with like Jack, I'm like, I can't imagine being like, okay, go off, honey, do your thing, have fun with some. No, like absolutely not. But it is interesting thinking about it.
To each their own.
Anyway, yeah, really, no, truly to each their own. Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy.
Different strokes for different folks.
Absolutely.
I suppose so. All right. What do I have any other further updates before we dive into story time?
Just that I will not be eating any grapes on New Year's Eve.
You better. You will.
I'm not going to.
I feel like people will be, though. Like, would you just, like, participate, or are you just going to watch?
No.
Because you think it was bad luck, or...
My life was better when I didn't eat the grapes. And that's all that I gotta say.
I mean, I will say the grapes really didn't give us anything this year.
Yeah, I did not enjoy the fruits of my labor.
But I kind of want the scenario where, like, I do eat the grapes.
And why? So you can make a video about it and say, I ate these grapes and now look at my life.
Why you gotta read me like that? I mean, the answer is yes, but... Wouldn't it be so cute, though? Like, otherwise, it's just me and my boyfriend. But, like, if there's, like, oh, I manifested this with the goddamn grapes.
I just manifested it normally.
Girl, where? Where's the manifestation?
By speaking it into existence.
Where are the results?
Right. That's what I'm saying for this year.
No, this year we need more grapes.
No grapes needed. Just my spoken word.
I hate to say this, but I'm going to eat the grapes and you're not. And then we're going to see you as a boyfriend next year.
Okay.
Well, this is good.
I got to knock on wood.
This is nice to have, like, a control group, you know, like in science class.
Our listeners can track the progress.
Who's the control group? Is that Colby? If she doesn't,
I think the control is Colby.
Because yeah. She wouldn't. She's just normally.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are the experiment.
Yes.
I am raw dogging the new year.
Colby is raw dogging the new year as the control group for our science experiment.
Our experiment is: do eating grapes correlate with getting a boyfriend?
And we'll figure
it
out.
Is that the only benefit of the grape?
I think it's good luck. I really think 12 grapes. I think it was like a good luck thing.
Maybe we accidentally ate 11. We had to have done something wrong.
Good luck and prosperity. That's what it gives you. Not necessarily a boyfriend.
Oh.
Good luck.
I feel like I had a good year.
The 12 grapes of good luck is a Spanish tradition.
Wait, so why is everybody associating with a boyfriend? I need a ritual for a boyfriend.
Because maybe that's what people consider luck.
Yeah, when there's so many other things that fall into that category.
Yeah, like money.
Like money and living another...
And health.
Surviving health. Health is number one.
Health is wealth.
Health is wealth, good friendships, and surviving another year in the most expensive city.
Girl, don't even get me started.
I feel grateful. I was just thinking about it when I was getting stressed about work things and, like, just life and, like, thinking about the future and how I'm going to afford the future. I was just thinking about that, like, kids. And I was like, you know what? No, like, I, living in New York City, that's why they say Frank Sinatra, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. You can do it.
It's a tough city.
Yeah, 12 grapes.
I've been, like, my biggest stress right now on the how hard it is to fucking live in New York City is, like, obviously we're going to have to move out at the end of this lease cycle. Because presumably one of my roommates is probably going to move in with his girlfriend. And I think it's time for me to buy an apartment. And so I've been looking at apartments. And guys, like, why are they so expensive?
Because we're in the most expensive city in the United States.
And I need a two-bedroom and I need to live in the West Village. So it's like...
It's tough out here.
Life is working against me.
It's tough out here.
So you might have to find a compromise somewhere on one of those things.
I don't think I can.
Something's got to give.
That word isn't in my dictionary.
To quote the best
compromise.
Movie, the best movie ever, Something's Got to Give.
What movie?
Something's Got to Give.
That's what the movie's called?
It's so good.
And they say Something's Gotta Give.
Well, that's just not just what it's called.
Oh.
They probably say it at some point. I don't actually know why it's called. Huh. Well,
Something's
really
gotta
good
give.
Movie if you guys haven't seen it.
Okay. I'll add it to my list. I need to see Wicked again and then I can add other movies to my list.
Well, after December 25th, I will watch it again with you.
Yeah.
Because I need to watch it for the first time.
It again. And they just announced the release date for the second one.
Thanksgiving?
Next November 21st.
I'm so excited. I might cry. All I do is listen to Defying Gravity over and over again.
I think of you when I hear it.
I'm not even kidding. Like, Alex has never seen Wicked, has never even seen the play, and he's been humming Defying Gravity because all I do is belt it in the house.
So funny. Had you never heard the song before?
No.
That's crazy.
I've never seen the musical. I mean, potentially I have, but I don't think I realize the significance of it. Because, like, once you see the movie, having never seen the play, like, I realize how amazing of a story it is.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm like, oh my God.
Well, we should go see it. The play again. I would do that.
I've never seen the play. So I want to see
it. We should go and see it again. I would do that again.
I want to see Anne and Juliet before Charlie D'Amelio is done, but I don't know what that date is.
All right, we can add it to our list.
On the topic of theater, if anybody also loves the movie Hairspray and is looking for a gift to give somebody who also loves the movie Hairspray, I got my roommate a cameo from Nikki Blonsky for her birthday, and it's now going to be our thing that we are just going to gift each other cameos from Nikki Blonsky for each other's birthdays, and I think she's going to start to remember us, but she went so above and beyond. It honestly was the best thing I've ever seen, and when I ordered the cameo, I've never gotten one ever before in my life, but I get a text, your cameo from Nikki Blonsky is ready. And so then I'm sitting on the Amtrak watching this video by myself. And meanwhile, she is like singing. She's like talking in a theater voice. It was incredible. But I was like shaking, laughing because she would randomly burst into song. And I had no idea what was coming. And her outfit made it so much better. So I cannot recommend it enough, honestly. Nikki, you killed it.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
That's such a good gift idea.
It was so funny.
I always forget about Cameo.
Same. But it's a good product.
It is a good one.
I need one from Ramona.
Oh yeah, that would be a good
one. Or Bethany. I have a doubt she does it anymore though.
Definitely not. They'd probably be like thousands.
All right, what updates do we have today, Kathy?
Something came into our inbox. Something came across my desk that really perked my interest. It is an update to the question we got a couple weeks ago about this girl who wrote in wondering if her boyfriend has a secret Hinge. So she, for a little background, she had, was kind of standing behind her boyfriend at some point. Right. And he was like sitting on the couch and he was like scrolling through his phone. She just like happened to be behind him at some point and caught a glimpse of what she thought was the Hinge app on his phone. But she was asking us, how do I go about like bringing it up to him? And we were kind of just like, you gotta just either creep on his phone when he's in the shower, which was you guys, you said that, not me.
I still think it's a good idea. Yeah. I'd still do it.
Or have a conversation with him. Or I don't even know. I think I said that you should try to pretend to take a picture of him in front of a monument and then go on at that point. So anyway, we gave you so many ideas, this girl.
I'm very curious.
And so she wrote in and told us how it went down. And I haven't read this yet. Okay, I have an update about seeing the Hinge app on my boyfriend's phone. Thank you for all of the suggestions of ways to look in his phone, LOL. I knew I would just have to look for myself, but I don't have his phone password, and I was trying to use your suggestions and scheme a way to get into his phone. After a much-needed night with the girls, we figured out you don't even need to unlock someone's phone to search all the apps. You can literally just do that from the lock screen.
No way.
No way. This is good intel.
Wow.
Wait, how? Oh my God, you can.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
Oh, wait, no. Actually, I'm very curious how she did that because I'm trying to do it, but it's like...
Maybe it depends on... Wait, let me check.
I'm receiving mixed results.
Yeah. Yeah, I just did it. Well, because I don't have Hinge, it won't come up, but I see it.
Wait,
yeah, like I can search all my apps. Like if you just start typing. Like I'm not unlocked.
Oh, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, you just swipe down. Swipe down.
Yeah, okay. I think.
Anyway, okay. I'm so sorry. So she figured that out. So she continues. She said, so he came over tonight and I was waiting for him to go to the bathroom or something and leave his phone. But he had his phone on him all night. Finally, he was about to leave and I couldn't stand to wait another day of not knowing. So I just asked to see his phone and pretended to click around. I told him I saw a hack on TikTok about how to unlock someone's phone without the password. But really, I just swiped down and started typing away. And there it was, the Hinge app downloaded on his phone.
Oh, no. My God.
Okay, so literally, thank God.
I played it off as if I didn't see it and gave him back his phone and let him go on his way. I wasn't really sure of what to do, but after about 2 minutes of collecting my thoughts, I knew I wouldn't be able to sleep or focus at work the next day, so I just called him and asked him to come back upstairs. That's what I would have done, too.
Yeah.
I sat him down and asked, do you have Hinge on your phone? He looked confused and said no. I said, okay, can I see your phone? He gave me his phone and I pulled it up. There it was.
He seemed super confused and dumbfounded and deleted the app right in front of me. But I said, wait, hold on. Can you please open the app and try to sign in? So he typed in his phone number and signed in, but thankfully it prompted a new account.
Oh.
He seemed like create your account. He seemed genuinely confused and said he forgot that it was even there. But like I said before, I could have sworn we deleted those apps right in front of each other. Anywho, I feel like he's being honest, but that little part of me in the back of my mind is still a little confused. For now, I'm just going to try and trust him and put it behind me because, like I said, he's never given me a reason to not trust him. Thank you so much for your support, and I'll be sure to update again if I find anything else out. Love you guys.
Wait, that's insane.
I
can't believe that.
I do feel like sometimes, and I don't want to like, if this is like truly nefarious, I don't want to like have his back for any reason, but I feel like there's been times where I've either updated my phone or like gotten a, more importantly, like, or more specifically gotten a new phone. Mm-hmm. And when I at like Verizon or wherever, like they only have my data maybe stored to a certain like point in time. And apps will like come back on my phone that I swear I didn't, like I deleted or I just haven't even used in years because of the reset, like when I got a new phone.
Interesting.
So if he's gotten a new phone recently, perhaps that maybe happened. But also I feel like if you fucking saw Hinge on your own, if I tomorrow woke up and was like, Hinge was on my phone for some reason, I'd be like, what the fuck is that doing there? Like I wouldn't. First of all, I'd be like, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
But also, I'd be like, I'm not keeping it on my phone. I'm deleting that the first second I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know where on the home screen it was.
Yeah, I wonder if he was like hiding it in a folder or if it just like existed on the home screen.
He gave me his phone and I pulled it up. There it was. Yeah, she didn't say like what page it was on. I don't know, but I feel like it is a good thing that like when he opened, he clicked it. Like, and he had no time to react. Like, she called him. He came into her apartment, and, like, he didn't have time to, like,
yeah,
wipe the discs, you know? So, like, he opens the app, and then it says, create a new account.
Yeah, it's kind of like the fact that the disc was already wiped is kind of like, oh, okay, maybe it was.
Like, when you log out of Hinge, how do you log back in?
I've never logged out.
I'm, like, forgetting. So, like, you log out. I guess I never really logged out.
Your phone number or something. Like you have it's your phone number and then they give you like a PIN or whatever.
Interesting. Okay, so if he had deleted his account, it wouldn't come back up. Okay. I mean, hey, I feel like at this point, he gave you his phone with no protest.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if he had been like, why do you want my phone? Or like right, acting
then it would have been weird.
Dodgy about it, I feel like that would be a red flag. But I feel like in this case, it's like, okay.
Yeah,
I guess you gotta trust him.
Took a minute to like then go delete it before he gave it to you. But the fact that he was like, no, why? And then just gave you his phone.
He had no idea what you were looking for.
That's not nefarious. I hope we don't hear from this girl in a year.
No, I like really hope we don't hear from, like, love you, girl, but hope we don't hear from you with an update because my God.
But that'd be honestly, so tea.
I mean, what kind of guy is this guy in terms of the apps on his phone? Because, like, for me, unless like I literally run out of storage, like I have like saved every app that I've really ever used is on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely, because I'm just like, I'll just move them to a lesser page, like in the back.
Sure.
But some people are like, my sister has like folders for everything. Like she's so organized with her apps and would never keep an app that she doesn't need. Like just in terms of like the feng shui of her phone. So I wonder like what kind of guy he is with his apps.
Yeah.
That's pretty telling. Like, was it in a folder?
That's I feel like I we need know. To know if it was in like a finance app or finance folder. Was it you guys who we talked about this who I talked about this on the podcast with?
I don't think so. Finance folder?
Oh my God, did I hear this after? And somebody I know is like hiding apps that they shouldn't have in like a finance folder, a folder that's labeled finance that has like their Capital One, their Bank of America, their Amex app.
Oh my God!
And then you swipe over and it's like Hinge, Tinder. Something like that.
Who oh my do you God. Know that's doing Wait, that?
I'm trying to remember who told me this. It wasn't somebody who was like cheating on us or anything other. It was like some other app that they weren't supposed to have. I just can't remember what it was. And they were like
Grindr?
No, not I don't think it was Grindr. Not Grindr,
but like maybe something they didn't want like out in the open.
I don't think it was Grindr, but I remember they said that they hid it in a finance folder.
That's
and I was like,
funny.
Oh my God, I need to talk about this in the podcast. I think it was literally in the last week. I'm trying to remember who said it though.
So like OnlyFans?
No. Oh, I'm so curious.
Can you have, so they have like more than 9 apps?
No.
And then so you like, swipe to the next page.
You can have different.
Right. So they have like 10 apps maybe. And then
and it'll be like all their finance apps. And then the next page is whatever app I'm thinking of that they're not supposed to have.
How many freaking banking apps do they have? My goodness.
Well, they probably just downloaded them to like make it a hidden app or something.
Oh my God. That's actually kind of good.
I know.
Because like who's going to look in there?
Like no one. Who's going to look in your finance folder?
Wow. We're giving people tips on how to cheat.
Wait, I need to remember. Not that I would like to say who it was on the podcast, but like. Tell you guys
it'll come to you and then you're gonna tell
us. I need to remember who this was
and then you're gonna text us
and what the app was
and what the app was.
No, but this is a crazy update. Like, she's right. Women's intuition. You've got to trust your intuition, girlfriend. Always. You knew that it was there.
Yes,
you knew. You saw it, even though I tried to convince you it was CapCut. It's not.
I literally was like
yeah, well, I don't know.
Colby and I were like getting that man's phone immediately.
Yeah.
Well, but she did it. Like, she did. She did it.
She did, and she found Hinge.
She followed the strategy that we suggested of, like, finding it first, like, making sure it was there first, and then confronting him.
She actually invented an even better strategy.
Of what?
She just told everybody on the podcast, you don't need to unlock your man's phone. You can just swipe down and search Hinge.
No,
wait, but so when she did that, did it come up?
Yes.
Oh, and then she did.
So that's
right. And then she asked for it again.
Then she was like,
yeah.
Can I see your phone?
Yeah, right.
Which was an amazing strategy.
Yes.
10 out of 10. No notes. But I really, honestly, unless he gives you a reason. But I also do feel like you wouldn't be crazy for wanting to have one more conversation about it. Like, I really feel like it would be a good way to just like nail in the coffin for good, to be like just letting him know if you are feeling this way. I would be feeling this way. I'd be like, please, I need to know if you were using it. Like, I need to know and you need to tell me. Like, that sort of thing. Because I feel like you maybe didn't, you know, like, dig in that deep with him. And, like, you
Katie's
know.
Katie's out here getting a shovel. And well, she's like, we're getting to the bottom.
I would want, I'd be like, to this guy that, you know, I guess Jack, maybe if this, like, was, you know, putting myself in your shoes. I'd be like, you need to promise me that you weren't using it when we were officially dating at any point. And, like, you need to promise me that. Look me in the eye. Look me in the fucking eye and tell me. Anyway. That's what I would need.
Well, I wonder if this guy like tried to log in with a different email that he knew didn't have an account or something, you know?
But no, I don't think he did.
No, it was like saying, it was like create an account. Yeah.
So that means he would have deleted his entire Hinge account though.
Right, which is what they did together.
Oh, I thought
she said that they sat down together. So what, you know, what happened probably is that you guys were both maybe logged into your Hinge and he deleted his account, but then forgot to delete the app.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which I think is so stupid. Like, why would you not just delete, no offense, just delete the app, you know? Like,
well, because if you delete the app, I think you technically still have a Hinge account. Like,
if you just delete the account. Yeah. Yes. If you just delete the app, you still have an account.
Right.
I learned that. I didn't know that. Like, I was technically, I guess, still active without knowing that I was.
Right.
But, or not active, but my profile was still there.
Right.
So yeah, no, you learn a lot, but you have to like, if to truly nail in the coffin, kill your account, you have to delete your account and then delete the app. And then you should be proceeding with a relationship.
Yes. And then you're good to go.
In my opinion.
In Katie's humble opinion.
In my opinion.
And with that, guys, I think that's all we have time for this year.
Yeah. Oh, this year.
What a year it's been.
We've given you guys so much yap this year.
So much yap.
Isn't it crazy that like at the beginning of 2024, we didn't even really use the word yap?
No, now it's like my only bogey.
Like, what is next year's word going to be? Do you want to make a prediction?
Yeah, what's your prediction?
The color of next year is chocolate mousse.
Which I love. I approve of that.
It's actually the first descriptor is not chocolate. I forget. It starts with a P, I think.
Pamplemousse? Mousse?
Pantone color of the year.
Yeah.
2025 is Mocha Mousse.
Mocha Mousse.
Mocha Mousse. And it's an evocative soft brown. Okay. I like it. Like, I honestly think this is the best color they've had for a while.
But people say that Mocha Mousse is an indicator of a recession, apparently. When
what?
The color of the year has to, like, there's some whole color analysis.
Oh, no.
People are saying everything is a recession indicator.
I know. It's true.
And I'm like, you guys are like, I know, but I gotta stay off. The TikTok theories are really like hurting my brain.
Well, good thing we only have a couple of weeks left with TikTok. I'm really going to soak it in for TikTok's the next couple of weeks.
Wait, I'm going to be so sad.
No, TikTok is not going anywhere. Like, I feel like they're going to appeal that, and then someone's going to buy it.
Wait,
and then
it's going to be...
Yeah, they tried to appeal it. And it got declined.
When?
Like, last week.
Yeah, it's like 100%
January happening. 19th, it's gone.
Okay, is it bad that I'm like not mad?
Wait, I'm so... I love TikTok. Like, the most recent trend...
I love Reels.
That's crazy.
I love Reels, and you will too.
I have so many friends who deleted TikTok to just try and conquer their screen time. And I was like, you better get that back and soak it in for the next 3 weeks.
No, that new trend that we've been sending each other where it's like the flip screens and the stories, like so good. I've also never seen a trend get so much engagement before.
Oh, yeah.
Like those are blowing up.
Well, because you have to watch the video for so long.
Yeah, you're right.
To get through.
Well, the thing about it is like there was a time without TikTok and we were like still getting entertainment elsewhere. Like things will just morph and change. Like there will be the same content and better content somewhere. It's just a matter of like, where will that be? People keep saying Lemonade.
Lemonade has been around for a while though, and it hasn't picked up.
No, I stopped using it. I was using it.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's I can tell
they're trying to like get it back again because I think, you remember when you were going to do content for them?
Yeah.
They reached out to me last week and they were like, hey, we're looking for creators to do content for Lemonade or whatever. And it was like the same structure that you told me about that they offered you before. But I was like, I don't even know what the fuck I would post on there.
It's like blog style. It's similar to, it's more similar to Pinterest, which is strange to try and combat TikTok going away because Pinterest is still here.
Well, I feel like Reels is just gonna blow up.
Yeah.
So Katie, this could be your year.
No, I'm pumped about this. I like TikTok. The thing about TikTok and me is I just don't think I'm funny enough for TikTok or like witty enough. There's just something about it, like the snappiness of content on there that I've never been able to.
I think it's too casual. Yeah, is the thing.
That's
like
it.
Your content is so stunningly curated, and TikTok just wants people to be a mess.
Wow,
that's true. Like all the people who blow up are the ones who are disasters.
Yeah,
yeah, but like they do it so well.
Yeah, like they're like perfect disasters.
No, and people just—it amazes me that people can just like prop their phone up and start talking, and like it's good. Like it's good stuff. Like I would have to like I just get like stage fright.
I think to some extent, like a lot of them do plan it though. Like there's only a certain amount where I do fully believe that they just like get on and start yapping. Like Hallie Batchelder, for example. Like I really do think she just gets on and starts yapping and she just happens to be really funny.
Yeah.
But some of the other ones, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of like cuts and you can tell that they probably are like scripting a little bit.
I mean, it just takes so much. Like I think people that are really, really good at TikTok are so smart. Like so smart that they know how to like hook people in the first like 3 seconds, but not like it doesn't seem like they're trying that hard.
Yeah,
like they don't. That's the thing. Like when I try hard, it looks like I tried hard. Like I'd hope so, but like so I
digress.
I feel like it will be an interesting year with TikTok out.
Well, I guess we'll have more clarity when we record the podcast at the end of next year.
I am shook. I thought that they were still going through the appeal thing.
Oh no, girl, that appeal got rejected. Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, and what they were asking was really just for a pause on the ban or an extension so that they could find more time to find a solution.
Dare I say there's probably a good reason for the ban? Right?
I don't know.
Like, why is it happening if there's not a good reason for it?
Well, they're worried China's stealing our data.
Okay.
And like...
They got my data.
TikTok has access to our face. Like, it can see through our cameras. They can see all of our personal data. They see our banking information because we're buying shit on TikTok Shop.
I've never bought anything.
I only do Apple Pay.
I got that too. They have all that.
Well, that's...
For some reason, I feel so much more secure doing, like, the double tap face ID than, like, manually putting in my credit card number.
Sending a transit call to TikTok. Like if you buy something through TikTok Shop, like through Apple Pay, it's still sending your credit card information
but to... I'm buying stuff from China every day.
That's true.
On Amazon.
I think what they're worried about though is TikTok is like the scale at which TikTok has access to people. Like and not even just like credit or bank information. It's like they can see your face, like facial recognition. They like China could easily copy and paste any of your faces, assuming you've made a TikTok before or like are spending time watching TikTok, and just create a carbon copy.
Is it because they just have different laws than us? Is that why? Like, why is Instagram not in the same boat as that?
Because it's American owned.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Instagram's an American owned company.
Wow. This is like 101. Like, I should know this.
Well, it's because we live in like a nice like US bubble where we're like a very powerful nation and there aren't really many things that threaten the US, but like China is potentially a country that threatens us. And so if China could potentially threaten us and they have access to all of our data, then they could have too much intel. And
well, like, I'm like, they got it already. So,
well, girl, now they do. They do now because TikTok's been running stronger for 5 years. Anyways, I'm getting a little bit too geopolitical.
This is good for me to, like, I just didn't even know what the argument was. I thought it was, well, I knew it was the fact that it isn't American owned.
Yeah.
But I thought the biggest argument was that it's like affecting young people. Like, I thought it was like a mental health thing.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I genuinely thought that was like the big reason why they're banning it. Cause it's like, they have less rules on like how old you have to be and such. Like, they're less monitoring on that. And like, kids are getting into it too young.
That's so sweet. Wow. For you to think that.
Well, like, if you, okay, imagine an argument where like, let's say there's a really important congressman or something in the US and let's say his daughter is watching TikTok and let's say China just gets like his daughter's contact information, banking information, whatever, they track it to that important congressman. Now they have like some tracing to where the congressman lives based on like some kind of like IP address that's tracking where his daughter is watching a TikTok video. And let's say China wants to use that in a war capacity to like target that congressman. Like, that's what people are worried about.
Yeah.
It's like the amount of access to that type of data that are technical potential enemies.
Wow, this is so over my head. I'm like, I was not thinking this.
That's why like a lot of US companies aren't allowed to sell things to like China, to Russia, to where was the war when we were in elementary school?
Iraq,
yeah, or Afghanistan. Like, we're not allowed to like sell, like my company, we're not allowed to sell to China, to Russia, to Afghanistan, to Iraq.
Oh,
to like,
wow, there's like really? All limit
countries. Yeah.
I don't know why I laughed when you said, where was that? What was that war when we were in elementary school? I was like, the war on drugs. Like, no, because you know how like when we were younger, they were like really cracking down like on like cigarettes and like
dare
and all that. Like, and I think they called it the war on drugs.
No, the war on drugs is a thing.
Is that like in America, though? Or is that like a bigger thing?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that just like brought me back. Anyway, okay. Wow, we got really...
We did. We really gave people a show
today.
We got
really political at the end here, but like, let's see. I mean, hey, we're talking about the future. It's also the last podcast of the year. So.
True.
But that's what's in store.
2025 is going to be an interesting year, and Adam's so ready to be done with 2024.
The 2024 season has come to an end.
Yes.
Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
Wait, I am so shook. I need to Google this immediately.
China?
TikTok.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.